Chapter 5. The Sound of Silence. The rest is silence. Shakespeare. Take a rest. Ovid said that silence is strength. If that's true, you'll be much stronger after this chapter because it's all about silence. Silence in music is as important as sound, and of course we crafty humans have invented a way to show this silence in music. Rests. Rest lengths and rest names are the same as the note lengths you learned in the last chapter. The three you'll be learning in this chapter are whole rests, half rests, and quarter rests. The rests of the story. Whole rests are 4 beats long, and you can find the image of them at basicmusictheory.audio. They're a rectangle that hang down from the 4th line of the music staff. Half rests are 2 beats long. They're also a rectangle, and they are coming up from the 3rd line of the music staff. Quarter rests are 1 beat long and look nothing like either of the first two. A quarter rest is a squiggly line that goes over the middle 3 lines of the music staff, or directly in the middle of a 1-line music staff. With the quarter rest, it's a very good idea to take a look at the images that go along with this book on the web. Whole or half, whole or hat. Whole rests and half rests look very much the same and can be easily confused with each other, especially at first. Here's a way to remember which is which. The whole rest looks like a hole in the ground, like so. And you see an image of the whole rest with a skateboarder jumping over the hole. You can remember which is the half rest by seeing that the half rest looks sort of like a hat. I know half and hat aren't perfect homophones like whole and whole, but work with me. And here's an image of a little smiley face with a hat on. And the hat is a half rest. Drawing a quarter rest. This is probably one of the trickiest symbols to make in written music, but it certainly isn't tough. Make a letter Z, then put a letter C right below it. It won't look exactly like the real quarter rests you'll see in this chapter, but anyone who reads music will know what it is, as long as you aren't too sloppy with it. This will be easier to do by hand than with the Parisian font I've used in the example to the right, and which you can see on this book's website. There are many fonts on most computers that allow you to create musical notation, like Maestro, Opus, and the musical font I've chosen for this book, Helsinki. Rests on the staff. Whole rests hang from the 4th line of the staff. Half rests sit on the 3rd line, and quarter rests are plastered over the middle 3 lines. Notice that the brim of the hat and the edges of the whole are gone when the half and whole rests are written on the proper line. It just looks like a black rectangle. Rests on the single line staff. When using the single line staff, whole rests will hang down from the staff. Half rests will sit on the staff line, and quarter rests are centered on the staff line, like so in the image on this book's website. Long rests. Rests can be stretched out over several measures, and instead of writing a whole bunch of whole rests, the measures of rests are combined, and the music is marked with how many measures of rest are to be counted. In the following example, you'd rest for 14 measures. And you can see that image at basicmusictheory.audio. Moving on. Without silence, there can be no sound. Without sound, there can be no silence. Now you know how to show silence in music using whole, half, and quarter rests. Make sure you can answer all of the study guide questions for this chapter before you move on. Coming up next is the review for all of Part 1. This is very important information, so be sure you've got it all before you move on. It's pretty common to review this information several times until it sticks. Keep at it. Chapter 5 Study Guide. Number 1. What does a rest show? The answer is silence. Number two, what three rests did you learn? You learned whole rest, the half rest, and the quarter rest. Number three, how many beats does a quarter rest get? The quarter rest gets one beat. Number four, how many beats does a half rest get? The half rest gets two beats. Number five, how many beats does a whole rest get? The whole rest gets four beats. Number six, what line does the whole rest hang from? The whole rest hangs from the fourth line. Number seven, what line does the half rest sit on? The half rest sits on the third line. Practical use exercises. Number one, fill up a single staff with alternating whole, half, and quarter rests. Spend some time practicing the quarter rests. Put an H below the half rest and a W under the whole rests. Do the same thing on a five-line staff. Number two, on a single staff line, write in as many notes and rests as you can comfortably fit. Include all notes and rests you've learned. Do the same thing on a five-line staff. Remember that though the rests must go in specific places, the notes can go in a space or have a line through them.